Basically, what I'm looking for basically here, and we welcome the wage subsidy scheme, but unfortunately, the wage subsidy scheme only covers for staff that we have on our books in January and February. At the moment, if I take on new staff, I don't get a wage subsidy. That, and if we got that at the moment, we could take on another 10 to 20 staff. That also, basically, in Northern Ireland, the VAT rate has come down to 5%. Here in Donegal, we need to match that or come lower, but basically, because we need to be in a level playing field. Also, the commercial rates, I mean, and as a welcome, basically, the extension, basically, but we also need to get that extended out to the end of the year also. And that, because at the moment business are trying to survive, and that, and as you rightly know, tourism is vital to Donegal. There's 7,500 people dependent on tourism in this county. We need all the support and help that we can get to make sure that we keep the doors open going into the October, November and December.
Are you hopeful that the July stimulus package may provide some of those things?
Yes, and that may, and we're waiting and hoping that, but definitely they have to look at the wage subsidy, and I welcome the basically the talk about kicking the wage subsidy out, but I think it's very important that basically they allow it for new staff also, and I hope they do something in relation to the VAT and the commercial rates, because that is vital. They are two of the big charges for us in the hospitality business, and I hope they will look at that in the stimulus package on Wednesday.
In terms of Donegal County Council's role in all of this, do you feel that they do have a role to play in sort of maybe putting pressure on the government to deliver for Donegal? We do know, as you mentioned in there, that Donegal could be potentially the most impacted by, you know, the VAT rate and that sort of thing unless it's tackled.
Yes, Donegal has a huge part to play here in that, and you know, we have to be very vocal, and you rightly heard in there, all the councillors are unanimous in this, because basically tourism is vital to this county, and we have to make sure that we make the case, because last year everybody was talking about Brexit. There's not mentioned about Brexit, and that whammy has still have to come. So definitely, in the tourism sector, we're going to be under a serious pressure going into the winter months.